Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you may not know this, but I love to go on vacations. I love to plan vacations. I love to go on vacations. And I love to talk about what I did on vacations. And this summer, one of our trips, we went to Reno and Tahoe into San Francisco. And that was a vacation first. That was the first time we went on vacation and only had to travel one interstate, I-80, all the way from Iowa City, all the way out to San Francisco and back. We only traveled I-80 all the way, one road, one interstate, and it was nice. The doctrine in Scripture leads us down one road as well. Some call it the Romans Road, and the Romans Road is a pathway through the book of Romans. Romans is written by the Apostle Paul. It's one of 13 letters in the New Testament. 13 of 27 books in the New Testament are written by Paul. Now, Romans stands out among Paul's many books, not simply because it was first in line and length, but because it offers the most complete summary of Paul's thoughts. Unlike some of his other epistles, Paul's purpose in writing the Romans was not to correct or rebuke, but to give rich and practical instruction. On this Romans road, you hear the truth. So first, Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have all sinned. Now, theologically, we can classify them: original sin, sins of commission, sins of omission, habitual sins, occasional sins, individual sins, communal sins. But with these classifications, it does not lessen the truth. We've sinned. We were born into sin, and we sin daily, hourly, and this gives us no permission to sin. Paul says, can we sin? He responds, "Meganoito." Certainly not. No way ever. Does not give us permission to sin. These theological classifications do not lessen the truth. Sin is sin, and sin separates us from God. Now, no particular actual sin offends God more or less than another. Many times, as human beings, we like to do that. They all offend God. Failure to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, the original and underlying sin, separates us from the author of life. Any way you look at it, we, you and I, are sinners. First, Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And second, Romans 6:23, part A, "The wages of sin is death." Sin has an ending. It results in death. We all face a physical death, which is a result of our sin. But a worse death is a spiritual death, which separates us from God. The Bible does plainly teach that there is a place called hell, and it often described as a lake of fire where people will be in torment forever. It is in this place that people end that remain spiritually dead. Now, to be clear, sin stems from Satan's lies, from Adam and Eve. As God is not the cause of sins, so he is also not the cause of punishment or condemnation. The only cause of condemnation is sin. For the wages of sin is death. Just as God does not will sin and takes no pleasure in sin, so he does not will the death of a sinner and has no pleasure in his or her condemnation. For he does not want any. He does not want any to perish. But he wants all to come to repentance. And likewise, sin cannot be allowed to go unrewarded, that is, unpunished. For a confirmed sinner to hope for pardon without atonement is to hope for the impossible, namely that God will in the end prove unjust. So first, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And second, Romans 6:23, part A, the wages of sin is death. And then third, Romans 6:23, part B, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation is a free gift from God to you. Free. Such a concept in our society is unthinkable. Really, think about it for a minute. We expect nothing for free. We're always waiting for the catch or the shoe to drop. We read that fine print to see what the truth is. We expect nothing for free. Oh, maybe a 50% off sale or a BOGO, buy one, get one, but never free. This concept seems to go against the very core of what it means to be an American. When it comes to our spiritual lives, there is no working harder to get ahead. Our good works, our church attendance, does not equate to salvation. Salvation is given to all from God, the Father through the Son, Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid sin's penalty. He paid the cosmic price for all sin. Jesus paid the price for original sin, sins of commission and sins of omission, habitual sins, occasional sins, individual sins, communal sins, however you want to classify him. Jesus paid the price for all of our sins. For all sins. Given to all. When he took all the sins of the world upon himself on the cross, he brought us out of slavery to sin and death. Jesus died so that we can live. Through Christ, we are slaves to righteousness. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, within Christianity, there are differing views of conversion. Listen to the Christian radio, and you will hear something different than you were taught in confirmation. Talk to a Baptist friend, and you will hear something different than you were taught in confirmation. So let us pause for a moment. Let us reflect. Let us explore the differing views of conversion as briefly as we can. First view is a view of conversion, and I think you will know it's wrong as soon as I tell it to you. It's called Pelagianism and claims that man is 100% responsible for saving themselves, that man can just stop sinning and be okay with God all on their own. In this view, God is completely denied, and it's still taught today in Christianity, even though it was considered a heresy long ago in Christianity. This is just completely wrong. A second view, another view, and this is wrong as well, is that God decides who is saved and who is not. Theologically, it's called double predestination or Calvinistic, and God chooses to save some, and God damns others. Well, this is wrong because the Bible says that God desires to save all. A third or another view, and now this is wrong, but you hear it often, is that man has some small part in saving himself. It's called synergism, and it sounds like this: just accept Jesus into your heart, and you'll be saved. When you hear the knock at the door, invite Jesus in. Do enough good works, and you'll be in heaven. Attend church regularly, and you'll be saved. That is not how conversion comes. This too is wrong. Conversion is not accomplished by what we do, but what God has done. Conversion is through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. So Lutheran theology upholds that God desires all to be saved. Salvation is for all, and by grace, through faith, we are saved. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, in St. Paul says in chapter 5, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus died for you. And the Holy Spirit works to convert you. Salvation is a free gift, and yet people respond differently. Some need to hear it. Some are indifferent. Some deny it. God does not coerce or force conversion, but God works through means, through natural means. He works through His church. He works through you, His saved people, the people of God. And God works through His Word. And He works through His sacraments, through baptism, through the Lord's Supper. So as you are leaning over that backyard fence or pushing the shopping cart or walking your kids to school on the first day, you can share the Romans Road. When someone asks you, what is Christianity all about? What do you believe? You can say first, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And second, Romans 6:23, part A, the wages of sin is death. And third, Romans 6:23, part B, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the message of Christianity, the gospel, the good news, in just a few verses. So, say it with me. First, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then second, Romans 6:23, part A, the wages of sin is... And then the third, Romans 6:23, part B, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, that's the message. And then, after you shared it, invite them to church. Say, we have services at 5:30 on a Saturday, at 8 and 10:30 on Sunday morning. For you are means that God works through to share His Word throughout this world. Amen. Now you are the body of Christ, each one of you part of it. Amen.